Hear me, the Bible's dark and is gleaming. To cheer the wanderer alone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming. Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
Once there was a man who was very concerned about the direction of his son. He tried everything he knew, but still he found himself greatly concerned. He appealed to one of the elders of the church to help him by talking to his son. The man took him over to the elder's house to spend the day with him. As he arrived, the young man knew what all this was about and was expecting to be drilled about the Bible. As they began to talk, the elder asked the young man to take a walk with him in his garden. As they walked, the elder asked the young man to pull out a tiny plant growing there. The young man held the plant between his thumb and forefinger and pulled it right out. A little farther, he asked him to pull out a slight bigger plant. The young man pulled hard, and the plant came out, roots and all. A little farther, he pointed to a bush. The young man, using all of his strength, finally was able to pull out the plant. A little farther, he looked at a fair-sized tree, and the elder said, "Now take this one out." The young man took hold of the tree, and he pulled as hard as he could, but it did not budge. Exhausted by the effort, the boy said, "It is just impossible." The wise elder said, "So it is with bad habits. When they are young, it's easy to pull them out. But when their roots sink deep into us and take hold, they are very difficult, if not impossible, to be uprooted." Of course, the point of this little story is, don't wait for bad habits to grow in us. Drop them while we can have control over them, or else they will have control over us. James said in James 1, verse 13 through 18, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted by God.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be the kinds of first fruits of his creatures." You know, there is a lot of blame to go around, and we can and do find ourselves blaming and sometimes excusing away the reasons for our actions. But the truth is, we have no one to blame but ourselves. You see, God is not the source of sin. As James said in James 1:13, God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. The reality is that it is our own desires that enslaves us. Each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed, again in James 1, verse 14. But we also need to remember it is God who has given us the way out. As James 1, verse 18 again says, he brought us forth by the word of truth. And so let us not let the roots of evil, but the roots of truth and righteousness sink deep into our hearts. Just something to think about.
Give me the Bible's dark and its gleaming, to cheer the wanderer alone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.